What's up, Shroomed fam? It's January 17th, 2024 already. Just wanted to check in with you guys and give some updates, give some news, and see what's going on in the mushroom world. So just this last weekend, myself and my wife went over to the Santa Cruz Fungus Festival. Pretty cool mushroom festival they had out there in Santa Cruz. It was at one of the downtown like halls or buildings called the London Center. It was in collaboration with the Santa Cruz Museum, I believe it was. But there was a lot of people there. I guess it was the first time in 3 years that they had the festival. So I don't think they were expecting the amount of people that were there because it was so claustrophobic in there. You couldn't even walk and see vendors. You really had to be in a line like to see vendors. Like you had to go with the flow, which was kind of annoying because there were some I didn't want to see or didn't like have as much interest in seeing than some of the others. So that was, you know, there's a lot of people. So I think next year they definitely need to have a bigger venue. And I talked to a few people, including myself, who put in like requests to do vending, like for my merch and shirts and stuff, but we never heard anything back. So I really hope they make it bigger next year, not such a small event and so limited vendors. But the inside was really cool. They had like a mini forest recreated inside the building. So like you had all these different live mushrooms that you could pass by, amanitas, turkey tails, chicken of the woods. There was so many different kinds, like any ones you can think of. Puff balls, dried puff balls, a lot of information. And there's a lot of art, a lot of cool art that we saw. I got a couple tiles that this gentleman made. I don't have his name on me right now, but I'll probably make a post later. a lot of cool stuff. They had a lot of Far West Fungi had two booths. They had two big sections. They had mushroom ice cream, mushroom candies, all functional. There was one place, this chocolate place that I don't know, it was really what it was. I don't know what they were selling. I don't think it was psilocybin, but they were calling it a delicate kind of chocolate, so that was kind of weird. But there was no psilocybin vending at all. They had a couple different educational series going on during that time as well. By the time we kind of got through the vendors and stuff, it was really hard to catch one of those for us. We were really only there for a couple hours just because of how crowded it was. I would have liked to spend more time there, but it just a lot of people. And there was just more people coming in and no one really seemed to be leaving. So super excited for them to have a bigger event next year because I think they really need to have a bigger space. But other than that, it was super fun. A lot of cool people I met, got to give out some stickers for Shroomed, bought some cool art items and ate some good food. So after that, we went over to the lighthouse area in Santa Cruz, and they had the monarch butterflies in the town. They were all like sleeping all on the leaf or on the eucalyptus. So, but it was still pretty cool to see the clumps of them. And we found a couple mushrooms on the ground. But that was this last weekend. Since, you know, it's been a long time since we chatted, since Colorado, we've got another event coming up on February 17th in San Diego. So if I have any people that are in San Diego that are fans of Shroomed, we're going to be at the Entheogen Expo. You can find more information on my Instagram, but that will be in San Diego on Saturday the 17th, hosted by Agar Boy and Mish Mush. So shout out to them. Twisted Tree Nursery will be out there. That's a substrate company that we are very close friends with. If you'd like to get any substrate to grow, you can find the link on shroomed.com. It's a Twisted Tree, or you can find it on my link tree. But they are one of the best substrates in the game. They use alpaca manure. They use, what else? Turtle manure. And I believe they have horse manure. But a lot of this manure is packed with nutrients and added nutrients that are needed for your mushrooms to thrive and grow big. So a lot of the professional growers do use Twisted Tree. So be sure to find the link on Shroomed. I believe there's a discount with that. But they will be out there in San Diego on the 17th as well. So excited to see Melissa and the crew. My wife and I will be out there. We're hopefully going to be debuting a new chocolate out there in collaboration with Nootropics. So that is very exciting. We've been working on a special flavor. Not going to tell you what the flavor is yet, but that will be released very soon. So Nootropics has been doing great with the gummies, doing great with the chocolates, and we are super excited to have our own shroom branded in collaboration with Nootropics. So it's going to have shroom branding on the outside, our story, and then also collab and co-branded with Nootropics. So super excited about that. We will have those at the Fungus or at the Entheogen Expo in San Diego on the 17th, along with some other items, including our cordyceps and lion's mane gummies that we just got produced. Really, really excited about these. Been giving these to friends and family during Christmas and have been having some excellent reviews since they've been trying them. My cousin Nick has been using the cordyceps and lion's mane gummies daily. He coaches baseball, so he's always needing to have a lot of energy. He says his sleep schedule's better. It says just a lot of things fell into place after taking these mushrooms where it kind of regulated his whole body out. So that was good news to hear. He's like, dude, we need to get these out there to more people. So we're using cordyceps extract and lion's mane extract. They are done by some big guys in the game that we are excited to partner with. And they are using the lion's mane extract a certain way. So I'll find more information on that for you because I'm not the best. But I'll come back to that and we will talk more about the lion's mane gummies. But if you take them at night, people, I do want to warn you, you will be getting some strange and good dreams. But if you take them in the midday, that shouldn't happen. but the lion's mane is great with mental clarity, a lot of focus, and also regrowing neurotransmitters when you microdose with psilocybin. Cordyceps is great for energy. The Chinese have been using it for years for their Olympic athletes. They've been using it as like a natural Viagra. Opens up the lungs. So it's a great additive. It's a great nootropic for energy. So those are all available on shroomed.com. And what else do we got going on here? So the new year just passed, Christmas just passed. Been getting a lot of, I don't know, I just always feel naturally I get a lot of stress during the holidays. It was my birthday, actually on Christmas Eve. And just, I was been getting a lot of migraines since then. So been kind of trying to help myself get better in that sense. I've been laying off the microdose just a little bit, just because I want to kind of heal my body a little bit better. I have been taking the lion's mane and cordyceps, and that has helped. But really just trying to get my back a little bit more straightened out. I feel like I've been slouching a little too much lately. So did go to the chiropractor yesterday, got a nice adjustment, was a little bit sore today, but starting to get back to normal. So I don't know if that happens to a lot of you guys, but just during the holidays, I usually get a lot of tension up in the shoulders. So just trying to relieve that right now. Probably start microdosing again today, though. I just wanted to take like a day or two off to really just get my body back to feeling a little bit normal without any additives or anything. So there's been some news in the mushroom world. So this was just posted on January 16th. In San Francisco. So deadly wild mushroom begin sprouting in parts of the Bay Area. So let's see what we got here. So that's pretty interesting, I think. We have here, it says, it is that time of year again with the rainy season. Deadly wild mushrooms begin sprouting in the Bay Area. KPIX spoke with a mushroom expert about how you can keep yourself and your pets safe. So Debbie Weiss is the co-founder of the Bay Area Mycological Society. She knows just about everything you can know about mushrooms, including the varieties of deadly mushrooms found in the Bay Area. Death caps are one species that can fruit in abundance, and they're unusual species because they're not native to California. Death caps were introduced to the area in the late 1930s. Since then, they have spread across the region and most commonly found near the base of oak trees. If eaten, they can be deadly. Before we had modern medical interventions, about 50% of the people that ate this mushroom would die. However, now that we have all sorts of wonderful hospitals and therapies that we can use, maybe 12% of the people that eat this mushroom die. The point is, you don't want to eat the wrong mushroom, so it's better to avoid eating mushrooms that you don't know well, says Vise. Nowadays, most people know to steer clear from eating unknown wild mushrooms, but Vise said the threat is still there for your pets. And I could see this happening more and more now with more people getting into mushrooms and wanting to do their own foraging. If they're not taking the steps to educating themselves about the different mushrooms, then this could definitely be a big, big problem. So let's see. A lot of dogs have a sense as they get older, but puppies are dumb like a toddler, right? They just wanted to examine the world. So last year, a puppy did die from eating the death cap at a park in Berkeley. Many pet owners K-Pick spoke with didn't realize it was such a threat. I didn't know all about this, so maybe I need to be doing something to keep him more safe. I just keep him on a leash for the most part. So I'm kind of watching him with guests, maybe occasionally, says a dog owner. But at the dog park, I'm not. I'm not going to do anything special, but I guess I will maybe. Vice says the most important thing is that pet owners know the risk and stay alert during the rainy season. You know, my dogs never go towards mushrooms. I mean, I got mushrooms in my yard and stuff, and I've never seen them go towards these or go want to eat these. So I wonder if there's something, you know, in their genes or in their DNA that you know, tells them to stay away from this. But who knows? Maybe, like she said, there are puppies that just go and eat everything. So if you suspect your dog has eaten one of those mushrooms, you should definitely take them to a vet immediately. So that's all the information. It doesn't say, I mean, I feel like this is kind of like a, just a scare thing, deadly wild mushrooms to begin sprouting, but I haven't heard of anyone dying from a mushroom in, you know, any in the last couple of years. I don't know. I've heard more people dying of some other things that they don't talk about in the news, but so that's interesting. Just kind of want to talk to you guys about that and let you know that you know, this is out there. So if you do have dogs that do like to eat stuff, then, you know, you should definitely be aware. The next article I pulled up was New Jersey looks to make magic mushrooms legal for recreational use and to treat mental health. So unlike marijuana, residents would be allowed to grow their own mushrooms in New Jersey. So that's exciting. So the bill, Magic Mushrooms Treat Severe Depression, the bill's reintroduction comes as one of the largest health providers in New Jersey hopes to use psychedelics as a treatment for severe depression and other disorders. Hackensack Meridian announced Tuesday a partnership with Compass Pathways, a UK-based biotechnology company, to research the company's synthetic psilocybin treatment. That could lead to clinical trials. That could lead to clinical trials and eventually create a real change for people suffering with some of the most difficult to treat mental health conditions. Hackensack Meridian CEO Robert Garrett said in a statement, "The research is not affected by whether New Jersey's bill becomes law because clinical trials and other activities are governed by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, which allows them under strict protocols," said Kenneth Esser, Senior Vice President for Behavioral Health of Hackensack Meridian. "There's still a lot of research that needs to be done, but from what we've seen, it looks promising," said Dr. Eric Alcera, a psychiatrist who has led Hackensack Meridian's involvement in non-traditional forms of mental health treatments. "Psychedelics need to be under a controlled environment, like a clinical trial. These are not simple chemical compounds. They are complex and create significant changes in the brain. The movement to legalize psilocybin began in recent years with cities across the U.S., such as Denver, Oakland, Seattle, and Detroit, passing laws. But only two states have passed similar laws. Oregon became the first state to decriminalize it when voters approved a ballot measure, followed by Colorado in 2022. Efforts are being made in several other states, including Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, and California, where bills are making their way through state houses, according to the Psychedelic Alpha website, which tracks legislation. Psilocybin is a naturally occurring psychedelic compound. Psilocybin is naturally occurring psychedelic compound found in magic mushrooms, and it can penetrate the central nervous system, according to Johns Hopkins Medicine. The compound comes from certain types of psilocybin mushrooms. Psilocybin is metabolized in the body to the active drug psilocin. Also present in many of the same mushrooms, the U.S. Drug Administration says. Mushrooms containing psilocybin are available fresh or dried and have long, slender stems topped by caps and dark gills on the underside, the DEA says. Fresh mushrooms have a white, grayish stems with caps that are dark brown around the edges, a light brown, white in the center. Dried mushrooms are usually rusty brown. You can feel the effects of magic mushrooms about 30 minutes after taking them, according to myhealth.alberta.ca, the website of the Alberta Canada Government and Alberta Health Services. The effects last about 3 to 6 hours and are strongest during the first 3 or 4 hours. Magic mushrooms can change the way people see, smell, hear, taste, touch, causing hallucinations. FDA set up guidelines for psilocybin products. Advocates, including medical researchers, have touted psilocybin as an untapped tool to treat a host of conditions, including depression, anxiety, obsessive compulsive disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, and alcoholism. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration set up guidelines last year that would lead to the approval of psilocybin products due to their initial promise and treatments. Opponents argue that it would increase drug abuse, especially when allowed to be used recreationally. In New Jersey, the 50-page bill, S-2283, has the strongest backing with Senate President Nick Scutari, a Democrat who was the original sponsor of the recreational marijuana bill, as its sponsor, and Senator Holly Shepsky, a Bergen County Republican, as one of the three co-sponsors. The bill lays the framework how psilocybin would be regulated after being decriminalized. The State Department of Health would issue licenses for psilocybin manufacturing facilities, service centers that sell the products, and testing laboratories under a long list of conditions, including having a location for the facility with local zoning. Mushrooms or other psilocybin products would have to be consumed at a psilocybin service center. A service center employee could give psilocybin to the customer at home if they can't leave the premises for a medical condition. Service centers would have to offer a preparation session that involves initial screening of the customer and an administration session in which the employee remains with the customer after they take the psilocybin to guide them through the hallucinogenic episode. There also would be an optional integration session in which the employee works with the client to process the results. This all sounds like a lot of money. Sounds like Oregon again. Let's see here. The bill, manufacturers would not be permitted to advertise psilocybin products to the public, but they could advertise psilocybin services during the session. The ads could not appeal to minors or promote excessive use. Manufacturers could create synthetic psilocybin or grow magic mushrooms. The bill doesn't set the cap on the quantity that a manufacturer could produce, but the health department could set limits. Employers could not test employees for the presence of psilocybin unless the employee is visibly impaired. So yeah, that's interesting. So New Jersey is getting on the bandwagon here, but it sounds like they're going to be a lot like Oregon, which is not cool. Let's see. What else do we have here in the news? Unique store offers microgreens and mushrooms. That's in Colorado. Researchers develop eco-friendly material from mushrooms, coffee grounds, and natural pineapple fibers. So that's the cool thing that we're seeing, is a lot more products being made out of actual mycelium or even reishi. There's a new reishi leather that's really taking storm. So let me talk to you guys about the reishi leather. So MycoWorks, a mushroom-based leather company, is out of, I believe, Emeryville. Actually, I have a friend that works there. So the first full look from reishi mushroom leather makes its debut in Amsterdam. It wants me to subscribe. I can't do that. Okay, this one we might be able to read. Nope, gonna gonna subscribe to that. Okay, biotechnology company MycoWorks is preparing to commercialize its leather alternative reishi with the opening of 136,000 square foot factory in South Carolina. This was published September 21st, 2023. The major step has been made possible through partners such as Hermes and General Motors, as well as $125 million Series fee funding round secured in 2021, led by Prime Motors Lab, SK Networks, and Mirabad Lifestyle Impact and Innovation Fund, among others. Starting first with leather, MycoWorks' proprietary technology, fine mycelium, will produce the reishi biomaterial before expanding into other applications with the union-based facility utilizing art robotics, AI resources, and digital analytics to power its supply chain systems. Such technologies allow fine mycelium to be customized for thickness, weight, and mechanical properties, a press release noted, allowing for an unprecedented level of control over the natural material. The opening of the manufacturing plant will cater to the growing need for leather alternatives, accelerated by supply chain constraints in the standard and luxury leather market, despite the demand for the material increasing by 251%, as MycoWorks reported figures. The company said that reishi hopes to be an answer to these challenges with what it claimed was the world's first full-scale alternative leather factory designed to commercialize the material for the luxury industry. Speaking on its opening, Doug Hardesty, MycoWorks COO, "This reality is thanks to our team of experienced manufacturing leaders and engineers from the consumer goods, automotive, food, pharmaceutical, and biotechnology industries who have adapted robotic equipment and systems to handle our unique tray-based biomaterials process. In turn, they have enabled the first high-quality mycelium material product at scale, a feat which has never been accomplished until now." So I'm looking at a piece of leather here that looks amazing. So reishi is definitely going to change a lot of things, especially with this leather, because GM is a partner, then that means we're going to have reishi leather in their cars. Sounds like this is, you know, going to be one that really pushes forward. They just, in 2022, they unveiled a mycelium alt leather hat line with Nick Fouquet. So yeah, definitely going to be staying up to date with MycoWorks' moves here going forward. And what else do we have here? Oh, wow, this is interesting. So 2 hours ago, this was posted. IKEA envisions home scenarios in 2023 with holographic parties and mushroom furniture. Wow, so they're saying that there's going to be mushroom furniture going forward? It's a video. They used artificial intelligence. Wow, to envision potential home design. So they said it's mushroom. Wow. So we're just talking about mushroom leather, and now there's going to be mushroom couches in 2023. So what does that tell you there? Let's see. So this was September 15th of 2023. That's going to be like an ad. I don't want to talk about that. Interesting. So lots of good news coming out for mushrooms. There's been a couple companies doing like testing on different chocolates, which there's a lot of 4-ACO going on around. Which, I mean, 4-ACO isn't bad, but it's not mushrooms. It's not, you're not getting what they are selling you. It's probably not going to make you sick unless they're putting any other stuff in there, but it's not what us mushroom people want to see. Like, we want to see mushrooms in your chocolates and your gummies. So definitely stay away from your corner store, your smoke shop, because they're not going to sell you the best quality. They're only looking to find the cheapest and sell you at larger quantities. So don't buy any mushroom products from your local smoke shop, even if it's Amanita, because Amanita could be really bad for you also. Can't stress that enough. You know, our chocolate with Nootropics is going to have 100% mushrooms. It's going to have fruiting body, all natural ingredients. So just make sure that you stay away from, you know, these just mom and pop stuff that's popping up everywhere. Not mom and pop, but like at your smoke shop, like Polka Dots. I wouldn't trust those. I wouldn't trust 1UP. I wouldn't trust a lot of these brands, because more than likely you're getting a fake, and it's not going to contain what you really want it to contain. So just be aware. Let's see. But we're looking to get into some more events this year. We're going to do the Entheogenic Expo in San Diego. And then after that, you know, I'm really going to be strategic about what types of events we do. So we're going to have to look out for some special ones. If anyone has any good events coming up, definitely reach out to me, info@shroomed.com. Hit me up on Instagram, because I'm always happy to hear what types of events you guys got going on. Let's see. Other than that, I hope everyone is doing well. I just got my 3 years from not drinking, which was on December 17th. So still not drinking, still just doing mushrooms. Been much happier ever since I stopped drinking. Just feel like I've gotten back to my natural self. Went to the doctor a few weeks ago. Everything checked out great. Before, I was having a fatty liver and just had some issues with my liver from drinking. And my dad actually died of liver cancer. So that was one of the main reasons I was trying to quit, and did with psilocybin. So if you guys have any questions about my journey or how I got here, don't hesitate to reach out on Instagram. Stay shroomed on Instagram. We are going to continue to fight the fight. And, you know, just wanted to check in with you guys. We're going to be trying to do more of these podcasts with guests. I've got a couple of guests coming up this week, next week. So we are excited about that. If you want to hear me on the Trip Sitting podcast with Cam, make sure you search Trip Sitting on Spotify. Really cool episode we did together. Got a lot of great feedback from the listeners. So make sure you check out Cam's Trip Sitting blog on Spotify and add him on Instagram. Other than that, just wanted to let you guys know that we do have our gummies in. We're getting new hats that are going to debut on the 17th. We also got a tapestry, dope-ass tapestry that we got made. We're going to have that over at the Entheogen Expo too. They will be available to everyone on the site later, but we're definitely coming out with some cool things. We also got our... we also got our eye masks. So these are awesome for when you take a high dose, throw on your eye mask, throw on some meditative music. You know, all the Dr. Huberman, they say that this is the best way to get the most out of your experience is to use a mask during your experience and turn on some meditative music. You will get the most out of your trip. So stay shroomed, guys. Thank you for listening. Talk to you guys later. Shroom.com, baby.